State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Parental advisory. What is it? Parental advisory? My stupid ass. Parental advisory is advice. This context and language is not suitable for children. Shit might be said that might hit you up under the skin, and it might be a low blow. But guess what? It's funny as fuck, though.
Give me some of that pussy, baby, baby. Give me some of that pussy, girl. Yeah, one more time for the niggas who ain't make. Give me some of that pussy, baby, baby. Give me some of that pussy, girl. Quit being stingy now. Give me some of that pussy. You got enough to share. I won't tell nobody, cause I know they do not care. Give me some of that pussy, baby. Give me some of that pussy, girl.
We done been overseas with the shit. Tell it to fucking these hoes on the low. Niggas talking about them niggas funny hang with that shit. But tell what, I'll fuck your bitch and I'll pay that rent. And anytime she call me, she gon' get up on these dicks.
Now ain't no telling where you might see me. I'm posted in the A, but I might jump on the plane and parlez-vous a little Francais, cause my name close. I got the jokes, I'm everywhere. You see me with it. I'm up in Africa, I'm telling jokes in different cities. Nigga went to Germany and felt some different titties. Nigga went to Germany and felt some different titties.
Nigga went to Germany and felt some different titties. I said they small and they round, but
felt some different titties.
Hey! I can't wait to see them hoes dancing in the strip club at Vila. I said, I can't wait to see them hoes dancing at the club at Vila.
I'ma take my dick up there.
Take that dick up there.
I'ma take my dick up there.
I'ma take mine too.
And I'ma take my dick up there.
You gon' take your dick up there.
I'ma take my dick up there.
I'ma take mine
too. I know you want some of my dick, baby. I know you want some of
that
dick.
I can't keep ad-libbing about your dick,
bro. Well, do your
like
part.
I'm out there like,
do yeah, your part.
Get Carlos dick. Get Carlos dick. Like, hello. What? Nigga, where am I coming in?
Go ahead, bro. Go all ahead. Right. Do your shit.
I'm so stuck. I'm still like, take your dick up that.
She done gave up the neck. Hey, she done gave up the neck. She done gave up the neck.
I like smoking weed. I like getting high. I make bitches mad like DC Young Fly.
Hey.
Bitches walking out, bitches pulling up.
Hey.
I'll apologize when they say I don't give a fuck. I'm crazy, man. 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 I'm crazy, man.
What's it got to smell, but I won't fuck, no. What's it got to smell, but I won't fuck, no.
Yeah, some new shit I've been coming out with. Damn.
I'm so high. Nigga was about to talk.
You about to talk. I'm
about to talk to cover. I'm like, the hell yeah. Damn.
Eating this motherfucker, man.
We're going to talk about that real shit. Yeah. And we're going to talk about some business.
That real Atlanta shit.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah,
man, that shit crazy, man. Everybody that I fuck with coming up, bro, I'm friends with.
Yeah,
like even at y'all, when y'all rapping, I'm like, man, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Carlo finna get right there. Clayton finna get right there. We in the bit. I told him I need a red light, man.
Red light, motherfucker.
Yeah, man. I need a red light. Ain't got all the lights.
Okay, first of all,
there we go.
Oh.
Comment's starting to fall off, man.
I put this shit on. Put it on again.
Check your some real shit.
Nigga drink like water.
Yeah, I got some water.
Yeah.
There you go.
Bet, my nigga. Smart water. The niggas really think I'm getting smart after this shit.
Hold up. Get right here. We put a strap. Get right here. Yeah, get right here.
Yes.
I'm gonna put you right here so you get right.
Let's do it.
Clay gonna get right here.
You want the middle?
Yeah.
You good? All right.
Well, they don't.
Dizzy on the count.
All right, cool.
Whatever you want.
I'm finna start wearing boxer briefs.
For what?
No blood be flowing. Man, why my shit talk? Shit, sleep.
You gotta wear your sunglasses so you can feel cool.
But you got some spray?
Y'all get it.
You still ain't got it?
He been getting it for like 2 weeks.
Man, that's what I'm saying. How many emails we got since then?
What she wants.
The spray, man. I'm talking about the spray. Because you're talking about the people tripping out the room smelling like weed when he was in here. That's what I'm talking about.
I thought we missed the guest.
Did you get the spray?
He said he wanted to stay there.
You know what was crazy? That's what
that's what Black Bull wanted to sit at.
Yep, that
well, let him sit. Maybe that's the Travis Porter seat.
That might just be the Travis Porter seat.
That's where Drove sat.
Yeah, man.
Well, sit there, because that's an artist seat, man.
That's the artist seat.
That's the artist seat.
I guess.
Yeah.
I break the chain. We got a good cycle going.
Yeah, we gonna, hey, man. Trip. If the shit ain't broke,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. We got a good cycle.
Hit that shit like again. What that shit was?
My name is Trap. This is Strap, and we are the Strappings.
Strapping the Strappers.
Nigga giving out worksheets and shit. I feel like
coming out soon on No Condom Records.
As soon as you get in, you got
no
all right.
No Condom Records.
I got in here. Goddamn right. Paper out my face.
You know, I'm always being on ice when we got y'all in here. Any stories you got, you want to share, let us know.
All the dice going to be singing that when they pull out their straps.
We love
here
it.
Go this strap.
Yeah. What happened? What happened?
You an asshole now, nigga?
No. That's not the case at all.
Nigga, I ain't never heard my daughter ever asshole.
No, sir.
Yeah, we trying to see if he don't want to talk about none of this shit.
Nah, we good. Everything look.
Anything we don't need to talk about, anything stay away from.
Is that fuck shit right now?
Well, which one? Nah, just and we ready. That's what the fuck I'm talking about, man.
Who this shit going
on? We already getting the spirit.
They get
it.
Which one are you talking about?
Nothing. It was a joke. You missed it.
Niggas just give up on in school early and fuck.
Oh, we talk shit for about 7 minutes, then we start.
Yeah, we're on the. All right.
Yeah, that's what we do. You know what I'm saying? We got to come in, get in and be. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, man. The shit don't even work right unless you.
So this one you get your.
Yeah, this way you get your little drink in, whatever. So grab you a Red Bull.
Oh, you want to bring a bitch, you know what I'm saying? You know.
What Red Bull talking about this year? They better? Yeah. I mean, they've been better. They've been great. Now, they got a new ingredient.
Man, this nigga here gonna tell us some shit like, yeah, they bringing shades now.
Hey, man, I got y'all some Frisbees.
I knew it.
they sent us this real nifty backpack.
They actually have some duffel bags with the Red Bull 85 South Show logo on the handle.
Y'all throw darts. Nigga, I'm on that bullshit.
All right. We ready? Y'all good? Y'all set? What sound like that? Joe, you good?
I'm good.
Hey, Chad, you remember that girl?
Your body
is
awkward.
So how come niggas be looking like dads, but they ain't? He ain't got no children, but from the outside looking in, you'll think that nigga got four kids.
It's that dad hat.
Nigga done worked at three warehouses.
That's the dad hat, right?
He finally had one that he, you know, they fuck with him. You know, he's been there for 12 years.
What'd he do, drive the forklift?
He really don't do shit. He's just security.
Who y'all talking about?
He got the security bill.
Who working with y'all?
Frankie Beverly.
That's my nigga. He's a security guy.
85.
85. And that's the perfect note to come back into. Welcome back to the 85 South Show.
What's up, bitches?
Yo.
What up?
Hold on, 85 South Show.
This is 85 South Show.
Who we got in the building?
Hey, man, you know we always
we
keep.
Got an
you
artist.
Know we keep some motherfuckers.
Keep some motherfuckers in the building.
I like when this.
So, look, man, we had one third of the, you know, I like to say Atlanta rock group. Slash rap
yeah,
group.
Yeah, man. Rockstar.
You understand
rock,
what I'm saying?
Right with the right
real talk.
Flavor.
We had Black Bo the other week.
Yes, yeah. We had
this
Black
week,
Bo.
We got Strap the Fool.
Strap the Fool. Yeah,
strap the Fool. Strap the Fool, man. Travis Porter.
Oh, man. Hey, I love. We going to get y'all individually. You see, we like to stretch shit out of the 85 South Show. So we going to get everybody individually, then we'll get y'all together.
Yeah, here we go.
Like, but look though, like, did y'all claim like individual parts of the name? It was like Travis. So who is?
I'm Travis.
Hell nah.
And I'm the poor nigga.
Nah, to keep it 100. Hell nah, Ali really came up with the name and threw it out though. And Ferg was like, you know what I mean? Hell nah, that sound like some, you know what I mean? A white boy name, some shit.
Bullshit.
Some fuck shit, basically. God named Ferg was hard hitter, but. We tried it, and you know what I mean? It worked out for the bitch, you know what I mean? It's a conversation piece.
Oh, no, that bitch came through,
man.
It
made sense, man. He said it.
He said rockstar shit, right?
Folks was trying to figure it out. Hell yeah.
Now, for the longest, you know, we thought that was one person.
Yeah, we say that.
If folks that still do, though, that's the crazy thing about it. You know what I'm saying?
That shit was clever in hell, though.
That shit was clever.
No, that shit was hard, because when y'all came out, nigga was like, all right, so where the fuck Travis put it?
Yeah, bitch said that.
That shit was hard. That shit was hard.
When y'all came out, man, y'all, Black Boy was here. We already talked about it, but I just got to touch on it again.
You know, some folks still don't know who the fuck Black Boy is.
That's
Quez. Quez.
Quez,
like,
man.
Black
Boy,
who's funny?
They got a new member.
No, Neela just like the other nigga, though.
Right.
I tell you.
No, because I heard the nigga on the Sunny Digital. I just heard the song, and I was like, this Black Boy, that nigga sound just like bro from Travis Porter. Then he came and he said, I was like, I knew that. Because I knew the weed I had was good, but I ain't know if I was just like...
You know you were tripping like that.
No, man. Yeah, okay. What you been up to though, my nigga?
Man, just working. I actually dropped 7 mixtape last year.
7?
7.
Ooh.
Nigga, that's a hood ass number right there. 7.
7.
7.
7.
Hey, man, come to my son's birthday party. How old he turning? 7.
He talking about. My little boy just turned 6, but for real, you know what I mean?
He'll be selling next.
Shout him out. He just turned.
shout out the little man, but you know what I mean? That's what making it go harder, you know what I mean? Losing my butt. Recipe Bank Road Fresh this previous year.
Damn, man.
Shout out was a real one. So
real one.
He was right there at the dough, man.
Yeah, actually, you know what I mean? CEO right here. And Fresh Jones, who introduced me to Fresh, the Bank Road Fresh. So they're my boy for life right here.
Real shit.
Talk, man. Salute, man.
Salute, man. Shout out to all them partners over there, man. Damn. Yeah, bro.
But we in the new year, new money, new projects. I just dropped some kind of Don Scrap on Christmas. So that's the last thing I got. You know what I mean? We working on Mexico Strap Part 2 on the way.
That's what it did.
Puncho,
man.
And them motherfucker with me. Westside.
Puncho, real Westside.
Shout out Puncho, man.
Shout out my nigga Puncho.
Come on. You see what I'm saying? So we just working. Real nigga gonna link up and put that thing together.
Gang.
You see what I'm saying?
What you jumping out there with? What's the single, man, that you heating up the street
man,
with?
I got so many goddamn songs, but like my goal is to do like 10 songs a day. I went to Goosebumps play.
You on some Tupac shit.
Nigga
dropped
7
mixtapes,
but you know
how much
music.
How much time is that in the studio? Just for the people.
Every day.
You know, how long you think, CEO?
Shit. Slide that. That mic good too. It's good.
I pick them up. Do 10 songs in 3 hours.
Probably about 3 hours. We just really get the skeleton down, get the idea of what we doing, and might go on to the net.
Real talk.
I might shoot through it, but like I said.
Who you been working with?
My boy Mexico Ram right here. We just came from the studio. another mixtape on the way. Quinn Miller wrote a lot of stuff for Drake. Wrote some shit for Drake. I ain't gonna say a lot of shit.
everything, nigga.
Yeah, man, I ain't gonna say that.
He wrote everything.
I like how you put that. Everything. He wrote some shit. Yeah.
Drake gonna send him. He wrote a portrait.
So you know what I mean? Just working. Yeah. I don't really like too many features to keep them on there. Working with my boys, we got a new project on the way. You know, shout out to Puncher, we just did some new shit. You know what I mean? But I ain't too, you know what I mean? It'd be about me when I put my projects out.
Yeah.
Real talk, you got to.
I was just about to. What you talking about? Where you getting all this inspiration from?
Then? Life.
Life, man. I'm 25.
He's acting like he went to the amusement.
He done seen some shit, man.
I've seen a lot of shit come. You know what I'm saying? I've seen a lot of shit come from the country of Georgia.
Yeah.
I'm 25. I'll be 26 on the 25th. So, you know what I mean? Nigga just work. I'm telling you what the hell that was.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from, man.
Shit, we was in a Jurassic Park.
That's one of them phones you hold like this. Operator.
One of the motherfuckers in the car. You see what I'm saying?
The motherfucker, late night commercial, come on. If you still have this phone, bring it to us.
Now.
You're going to get canceled fucking with that phone.
Nah, for real. But you know what I mean? This is what going on. A lot of shit come from the years of being in the game. Being 25, I've been in this shit about going on 10 years, feel like, and just perfecting my craft that would come with it.
But the crazy part about it, since you done put some mixtapes out, we talking all this music.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be right without a hold on. Hey, what you gonna say? Yeah. Hey, I don't get no more. Yeah. I say whatever on my head and beat that yo be suck me up yesterday. Ooh. I don't give a damn on title box of bring.
Wait a minute. When I walked up in the building, I'm trying to holler at your baby mama. She got children. What you doing? I lay that pussy in ruin.
What you doing?
I had a mar doing barbecue and meals. Type of nigga pulling up. You know I'm on some other shit. She pulled out one titty. I said, hold up, let me see the other titty.
Hey, other titty.
Let me see that other titty.
Hey,
on some real shit. Let me see that other titty.
On some whole nother shit, we about to get through. And we about to go and do the 85 show. Hey, 85 South. 85 down.
Wow.
86 SS Park right out.
Hey. They get it. What we doing?
Hey.
And that's
it's
the
on
intro.
You.
That's the intro.
That's it.
Nigga, we did all that for you to spit balls, nigga. We was
intro.
Like, he about to rock. He like, yo, that's it. That intro.
Yeah,
that's it right now.
I tried my best. No. I tried my best just to keep doing that. I'm trying to
push it. Well, y'all had be rapping. Y'all had be rapping like the words be trying to
be. Hey, Flap.
Outside.
Flap.
Take a minute.
He said we just opened for him.
Yeah.
I fuck with y'all. That's a hard-ass intro.
That was cool.
That might need me to take.
No, real talk.
I know you got another one on the way. Number 8 on the way.
Yeah, on the motherfucking way.
Nah, well, no, man. You ain't going to spit four balls for him, man.
It's a new year.
I said I'm going to play some new music for y'all.
Oh, man. See what that thing, though.
Yeah.
We want to hear you freestyle, too. And we're going to hear that new shit.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Oh, shit, bring it back, pal. Oh, we hit it, I. Hey, we hit it, I. Trout in the round. Hey, we hit it, I.
You gotta go crazy, huh?
Hey, who? Oh, me? I gotta start. No, yeah. I got your ad lib. Go ahead.
Start on.
Hey! Everybody heard Travis Porter, bitch.
Everybody.
It was 1, 2, 3, and the 4th, bitch.
Hey.
It was me, but you ain't even know about it. I ain't tell nobody because you need to know about it. I was Travis Porter. They call me Travis Porter G. Hey, little scrap.
He ain't gonna put me on port like that. I ain't even play with y'all folk, man. We play some new views. I ain't play with y'all.
No. That's what it is, man.
I fuck with Shouter, man.
We out here with it on the 85 South Show, man.
On the no going on.
Do you know who this podcast is for, man?
What it for?
Man, this podcast right here. Man, this podcast right here is for niggas who got three baby mamas and the nigga who say, hey, that my favorite baby mama. That's the type of niggas who watch this show right here.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, this podcast right here is for girls who got one nipple pierced because that's her favorite titty.
That you know hard, what I'm saying?
That that's who we come to the studio to make podcasts for. Who
the this podcast for is for the motherfucker that run around their car with a jug of water. But you substituting it for antifreeze.
There it is. Right there.
Because you know your little coolant light on, bitch. It's going to freeze that goddamn alternator.
Really love it. It really love it.
Whatever. The A. I knew it started with the A.
We all done went through the hard times to make it to better times.
Exactly. This what? Podcast for all the strippers who don't have no dresser. All your clothes just on the floor.
Man, this is a bin. This for everybody who got a bin out there.
This is the official podcast of the day shift. This all the day shift strippers. This is what they listen to on their way to work.
This
they
podcast,
know ain't nobody coming.
This
sometimes
podcast,
they listen to it.
They know ain't nobody in there.
They know ain't nobody coming.
This podcast is for everybody who out there done told somebody to make a pallet on the floor.
You know,
a real nigga, you made a pallet. Nigga don't know what a pallet is. Something to lay on.
It's something to lay on.
It's a pallet.
Nah,
clothes pallet. You have a goddamn sofa pallet?
That's what your grandma make y'all do.
Y'all go ahead. Y'all sleep down there on the pallet.
Sleep down there with the
dog. No, he like to pee in the bed. I'm going to make a pallet. Y'all sleep down there on the pallet.
Grandma ain't going for it.
What? The flow pallet? Your cousin pallet?
Shit, you know who the podcast for? The podcast for niggas who spend the night without asking. Your mama like, when your little friend going home?
I don't
believe he got nowhere to go.
Or he would have left.
He would have been out of here.
When your little friend going home?
That's when they ask, you ain't got no parents, baby? Ain't nobody looking for you?
What time you got to be home, Shook?
Don't y'all got school? Nah, it's a Friday.
Every time I look up, I see you.
I'm telling you, I ain't that it right though. Every time I look up, I see you. Roger go home, baby.
No damn way, he got two parents. You ain't got no parents.
Niggas
said
Roger go home.
That dick said, man.
Real.
Hey, man. I missed all them 90 shows and shit, man.
Yeah, they had some good shit back then, man. We trying to bring that black, man. Yeah. We trying to get black people with black people doing shit that we actually be doing.
I like the feel of what y'all got going on. This shit dope.
Hey, man, we appreciate that, man.
Nigga, we ain't running for president.
85.
Hey,
look, fuck that. I'm running for president.
When?
Next, let's go around.
You talking about like of your company? of the United States.
Let them go.
Yeah. We're going to secure that bag and going up through the roof.
What's the first move you will make as president, Strap?
Legalize weed.
Yes, let's go. He got my vote.
Yes, okay. Sir.
What else we doing? As long as you don't talk about killing no little babies.
You just can't make the weed legal. You got to hit the crackheads, the methamphetamine.
No, they're going
to
be all right.
You got to get them too. Like, hey, I ain't forgot about the rock. Once weed gets legal,
niggas that smoke gonna figure out how to get niggas off crack.
You see what I'm saying?
It's like, oh, we didn't know. All they needed was a little goddamn jello.
This is what's gonna happen. It's gonna be a domino effect.
Motherfucker, snap out of it and go to work.
Hey, man, I'm telling you now.
This is what's gonna happen
if they legalize weed.
Wait, go ahead.
It's gonna be some people who show up and say, well, what about medical cocaine?
I think people just gonna abuse the weed. Like, they gonna be doing shit. Just hold on, man.
Come on.
Niggas gonna be outside naked with a blunt. Like,
y'all niggas ain't attacked Trump like y'all attacked Strap.
That's why.
Strap, you got my vote right now, bro. I'm gonna say that shit. Fuck that.
Well, vote for him then. I'm gonna vote for his ass too. Just to see what the fuck.
Don Strap for president, you did.
You gotta do more than that.
Donald Strap for president.
Don Strap. We're gonna shorten it up.
Yeah,
that's the name of the
new. We don't need the all.
We don't like Donald. Since y'all gonna bring this shit up, I know you heard about it.
Which one?
The new report where they said Donald Trump like to let bitches pee on him.
Swole.
Oh, that shit. You saw that shit? What the fuck I'm talking about? You talk shit about the president. He ain't president yet. They cut on microphones like that.
They still can't hear you.
Just for talking shit.
Did
you see that shit?
What happened?
You can't
even talk about him.
Is your camera working?
Camera's on.
Okay. Get away from it before it blow up.
That shit gonna sound like this. Look at Mike having that.
Oh no, you did it.
I knew it should have stayed in the trap, man. We ain't never had these problems.
Can we go back to the trap?
We get to smoking that bitch.
Yeah, we could.
Hoes walking around like we selling cocaine.
It's not hot no more.
We can just do that.
Man, that ain't shit. Straps up on the fucking plug.
I can't even hear myself.
You don't hear yourself?
I mean, I can, but I like it like this because I can hear it right here.
Hold up. What you on? Hold up.
You can't hear it?
Oh, see, that's your problem.
Go ahead.
Check.
I don't want to hear y'all that much. Bring me back down.
Check.
Oh, yeah.
Bring me. That's what you want.
We ain't got to be this close. We can back it up, right? We can push the mic back. We got new mics. We got good mics, so...
I want to be in the fucking
chair. This motherfucker here look futuristic.
All right, but hold on.
Hey, don't be futuristic.
Come on, man. Hey,
feel like we finna go skating in this bitch.
Oh, y'all that Joe Jackson shit, huh?
Shout out one time. Thank you. Appreciate it, bro. Because we grinded for these mics.
I don't even like them.
He found these mics.
They bought them.
You got to go to outer space to get these mics.
I don't like these mics. I want the studio mics. You can't sing on this shit.
Hit that shit.
Back it up.
You can't rap on that
shit.
But hold up, though, some real shit. They said they got the intelligence. Donald Trump been letting these women pee on him, man.
Man, letting the ladies pee on him, man.
And that's not about Pope, right.
But you know what?
That's why he's orange.
Well, look,
that's why he orange, all that piss thing.
No, but check this out.
Stained his skin.
We're not about to sit here and let him act like it's just him. You done been with a squirter before. You done been peed on.
Hey,
I have, and that shit was warm in for.
But that ain't
That's I'm with you. Yeah, it is, but it's not. It is. It is about like 93%.
That shit's salty too.
Check it. Hold on. He said it's salty. Okay. You ever went to the beach and accidentally went on the water?
You were like, whoa, shit.
I was like,
I know what the. The heck?
Oh, man.
So you let it hit your face like a sprinkler.
So when I did, it was like you know, it come out like. So I'm down there eating, and all of a sudden, it was like, I was like.
Child finna drown.
What happened, man?
I was like, excuse me. She hit me again.
Hey, Fluff, how did she hit you?
It was like, God damn.
That nigga stupid as hell, man.
I was like, shit.
That's a real one right there.
I was like, it's there. It's in there now.
That's what you call that, a squirt?
Oh, that's a splash.
That,
right?
That's when you find out what it is.
I ain't know what was going on first time it happened.
Oh, like that.
I rubbed her nose in it. Like, stop.
She got my nose burning.
I got the newspaper.
Good hell,
nigga, I thought I had unlocked some shit. I was like, I am the king of pussy. And then I was like, who the fuck about to clean this up, though? That was
how much water
she probably cleaned up.
That's
she
what got I want to know.
So. Then they always sit there like they innocent, like they ain't do nothing.
Bitch, get your thing out your mouth, you pee ass little bitch.
I think that should be the rule. If you squirt, though, you got to clean it up.
That rule number one.
If you squirt, you got to suck my dick.
So wait a minute. Are y'all saying that we need the details of the Donald Trump squirt?
I don't need the details.
Because you just, I mean, it wasn't squirting, it was pissing.
If you get a bitch to suck you up while you on salt.
No, pissing
that's
is
a
different.
Trooper.
Hey, man, you got to run that back, Fly.
If she suck you up while you on salt, buddy.
Hey, she suck your dick when you soft, that means she believe in you.
Man.
Believe. Hey. Believe it.
Nigga don't be wanting to look at it. He's like, this bitch crazy.
Every shit right there.
Oh,
man,
ready sucking that
top ass. Yes, hey, this podcast is for the chicks who suck you on salt.
Hey, man, this nigga
my dick is depowered.
This nigga fool, man. This nigga shout out.
This shit you with you think you gonna get that, man? Hell no.
Hey.
No time.
Over with.
Hey, she's
my 20.
She
my
be
20
slurping this shit like the cartoon where the dog was sucking the spaghetti.
That ain't gonna do nothing, baby.
You talking to her like she fixing the old car. Hold what you got.
Hey, I done been through a lot.
Try it again.
Hey, why every nigga favorite line when they can't get right? Man, they just want some money. Just think about some money, baby. Oh, they done broke ass. They want no goddamn money.
I ain't got two niggas to roll to get Tom's goddamn
money. Go fill out an application. You
said,
fuck.
Oh, fuck. Hey, that's all we do is talk shit on this show.
And that's what we do anyway. Might as well get people fucked up.
Strap, too. Also, I always tell the artists, man, tell any of them stories you want to tell. You got interest. Because the fans love the shit, man. What's the wildest shit? What's the craziest shit you remember? What's the shit that fucking made you? All right, I made it.
Hey, man, I got a lot of stuff. Where you want me to go to the girl cutting up the ties or the whole sleeping outside the rooms or...
Okay,
you know what
okay.
I mean? The freaks in Germany and Tokyo.
No, I think the fans want to hear all are in it.
I don't want to go too deep now.
Okay,
nah, you ain't got to go too deep. What? You know how Atlanta niggas
hold on.
We talk with
nah, hold on.
You know what
the
I'm
names
saying?
Have been changed to protect the innocent.
Redacted.
Redacted, yeah.
What the fuck that mean?
That mean we took that shit out completely.
Any resemblance to any actual live events are purely coincidence.
Yeah, it's a parody. This is a parody.
Oh, it's a parody,
yeah.
What they saying to all the people out there,
we protecting ourselves illegally.
We just playing.
That's what we doing.
We just bullshit.
Like, oh, that's what they
we moving like a...
You stupid fuck if you believe this shit.
Now, what happened?
Shit,
you ain't got to go too deep.
If I could recall, I think we might have been in Ohio or something like that. I can't really recall.
Bitch.
About 5 years ago.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It was probably like 12, 1 o'clock. We get back to the room.
Me and Los know about Ohio.
It's already fully loaded. Like, look like it's a concert at the hotel. You see what I'm saying? So we down there wiggle our way in the room. We doing what we doing. You know what I mean? We already had our own company. We bring it to the room. So the other folks just extra, just really in the way.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So we doing.
Like
doing,
what you doing?
We doing
like
our
this
night.
This nigga head.
You see what I'm saying? We doing.
Nigga, strap ain't that damn big.
I ain't never 5'6", 5'7". You see what I'm saying? But anyway, next time we wake up in the morning, it's a line of these folks. Like they waiting on some Jada cut down. It's a new release of some Jordan coming out. These folks all down the hallway just like you. You know what I mean? A sleepover or some shit. You see what I'm saying? Like, just dedicated fan though, and this shit just really, you know what I mean, kind of brought me back to reality. Like, damn, you know what I mean? You doing something that folk really loving you for, you see what I'm saying? Right. And you come from.
So they
nothing,
just slept outside
saying?
Of the hallway just to be there. Like,
and that shit like that, you know what I mean? That shit just stay with me to the heart, like, dedicated. Even though they were trying to get smashed, you know what I mean?
I should have been there. I would have been duck, goose. Duck, wake up.
Went and talked to every bitch in the hallway. Hey, bitch, wake up.
You hear goose? Goose. This is goose. Come
here. He already said he was the fourth member.
We had it going on.
I would have been there walking by Trady. They're like, they out here.
Oh, that who be saying that shit?
Chatty, yo. All the way. I say all the way part.
The rest is that where that shit started while we talking about that song, really. All the way turned up.
For real, that where it started at?
Yeah, them days.
From man. That, oh, okay. Days
yeah. epic. Shout out to that song, yeah. bro. Day was epic. When that shit came out, bro, that shit was like.
It would fuck shit up.
It don't matter how hard you thought you was.
You gonna turn up.
All the way turned up. I done seen niggas not move.
Yeah.
But when that motherfucker.
You right.
You know, the beat come on. Like, this nigga here was just gangster in hell. Now this nigga feeling himself. I'm like, oh, man, when that motherfucker.
Everybody closed their eyes, get into the song as if it was them.
Man. And we just turned the fuck up. That was that's a good turn up song. Man.
Turn up. It ain't stopped. I can say, I don't
nigga
know.
Act like he did wanted him to sing this shit.
Nah, did y'all originate the shit?
Nah, actually, we linked up with my boy YT, his cousin, with Roscoe Dash, and that.
Okay.
They had came pulled up on my day, and they played the song. You know what I'm saying? I leave from a little hotel part or whatever, and I hear that bitch. I'm in the back seat. I said, that it. That it. They go to the studio. That it right up. So then I co-signed it. You see what I'm saying? I knew it was out of here. I put a verse on it. You know what I mean? My boy done put a verse on it, and we put it on one of our mixtapes that came out. And the rest of his
bitch went through the roof.
Through
the fucking roof.
But I always could call that shit out like on Slicker Hood A&R. Like, you know what I mean? I know what be going on. I got an ear for that shit.
You a hood A&R?
You know,
that's
I go
it.
All
that's
shit,
it.
I'm an
A&R.
I got an ear for good music.
For the people
out
there,
for
the
you need
fans.
To come up with a record label. That's it,
Rocker.
No, for the
that's
fans.
That's it. That it.
That it.
That it, Rocker.
That it,
Rocker.
Imagine. We ain't bullshit.
That bitch like the old niggas, Barry Gordy, used to hit the shit. No, you gotta say it. You don't even say it. You just mouth the word and walk out, and the nigga know they made it. We just
nah,
for real. These three bitches start high-fiving each other.
Nah, I didn't see it.
Hey, but if a nigga don't tell you that you got a hit without the briefcase, you ain't got shit. The nigga got to put the briefcase on the table,
you're making
close
official.
That bitch up, and get up. You got yourself a hit, young man.
Yeah, you got to make it official like that. Just like referee.
Nigga, happy hell. Right? What's in that goddamn briefcase?
It don't be shit.
No, hold on. Faces.
I want to say this, too, for the people at home. And for me, yeah. Fuck y'all, man. What's an A&R? Like, what they,
it's like a talent.
I know,
talent
I know
search,
but
you know.
I don't know.
Hold
so
up,
I know.
I know it's abbreviation, but I don't know exactly what it meant for.
What did,
but it's talent
search.
I don't even know what this shit abbreviated for.
No, that's not abbreviated for, but I mean, like,
hold on, can we figure that
artist,
out?
Artist, it's artist.
Chad, A&R, what is that stand
artist,
for?
Artist. Artist and
repertoire.
Artist repertoire.
Thank you.
Artist
thank
repertoire.
You. But you like you repping like you go see. It's like a talent agent, a scout.
Yeah, that what
it is.
Artist
it's a scout.
Repertoire.
I ain't okay. No scout.
Nigga really acting like they ain't even a scout, motherfuckers.
That what it is.
That's what it is.
Say it again, Fly.
It's a scout. It's a talent scout.
Scout.
Hey, like, ain't all. You good for seeking out talent? You like, well, that's good.
That hard.
That's why people fuck with the podcast.
That's
the education.
That's it. Come here, I'll burn your ass with counter wax.
Because I always hear about, you know, the A&R, but I didn't know if they ran and shit or what they did. I didn't know if it was like a CEO or a COO. I'm learning shit too as I fucking go.
I'm already CEO.
Let me ask you this shit, Strap. People always talking that shit.
Yeah.
Money ain't gonna change me. How did money change Strap the Fool?
Just help me better my people and better my situation, you know what I mean? Not and go fuck up my money, you know what I mean? It taught me how not to, you know what I mean? Sometimes you gotta goddamn get money to know, goddamn, you gotta say this shit. You see what I'm saying? So it be our life.
Hey, nigga don't understand that shit, but yeah, when that shit get low, you like, hey, wait a
that's
minute.
The first step is to get
I've been getting the hell of money.
The first step to get it.
Where's it at?
First step to get it. You got to invest it. You got to make it double up. You got to make it work better for you, you know what I'm saying? So we're just living and learning it.
Something going on. Who's spinning?
Hey, Fly, what a nigga be like when the shit get low?
Hey, boy, you be like, hold up. 2, 4, 6, 8. Them ain't even hundreds all the way. Them just a whole bunch of ones. You like, who's stealing? I done did 90 shows and where's the money?
Oh,
boy, you know, all the bitches, you done bought book bags full of plays, surprise birthday parties. You done bought everybody out of the house but you.
Oh, man.
Now you can't get tricked out of the street like that.
Hey, boy, you're going out bad.
I know.
Rolling in.
Yeah. How you think about it? I get it on the next check. When?
Nah, they did.
When the next check
coming? You can't think about it like that.
Yeah, man. But y'all had the streets on fire. Y'all was dropping hit after hit. And y'all just had your own vibe, man. What kept y'all, like, what kept y'all so ahead of the game? Like,
we're just standing out online and being inventors and creatives, you know what I mean? Never trying to imitate what anybody else had going on. Even though you said Dro was up here the other day, we had that black boy, white boy shit back in the day. But it like, we in high school, it like, Dro talking about y'all on the goddamn, on the World Star or some shit. But y'all boy out here. You see what I'm saying? So it wasn't really like, never no goddamn swagger jacket shit. It's just all about being yourself and create, you know what I mean? Being creative, that creative process. It's beautiful to me. That's why I do 10 songs a day, because I love the process of this shit.
What do you say now when you see like the new shit and you be like, nigga, we been doing this shit.
She trash, y'all some funny. You
know what I'm saying? Some of that shit I do say that's some bullshit. That shit in the way. But it like, I respect everybody hustle, you know what I mean? I just, you know what I mean? Some shit, and I ain't gonna put no name on it, but some shit, it like, we gotta understand we influence the youth, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? All that fruity shit, all that goddamn sideways shit, sometimes. You see that shit on TV, and you see a nigga walking down the street doing the same thing. He see it on TV because he don't think nothing wrong with it. But it like, I ain't telling you to be nobody you ain't, but just let that be in your mind that, you see what I'm saying?
Right.
Like Tupac was out, hey, you see what I'm saying? Like, you said there's some Tupac shit I did later, drop some mixtape.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? He was a young nigga, but he was educated, he was smart, he knew what he was doing, he had a vision for that shit. So it like, if you go back and listen to the music I've been dropping lately, it's about life, it's about, I still got that clutch and everything, but you get to know Strap the Fool better as a person. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Real talk.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
It's a grind, man. You can't just go to the studio and be like, that's it.
You see what I'm saying? You got to put that shit, put that
work in. You better keep going. Boy, ahead, you got to get, you got to stay in that motherfucker. Like, you know, like, okay, everybody know me for comedy. Like, folk from Atlanta know me, that knowing I've been doing the music before the comedy. Like, that's crazy. You said you put Sam out since last year. Now that made me like,
I've got Sam in all since 2012. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm thinking like, yeah, man, I've been putting in work.
Yeah.
You take me, I dropped Sam last
year.
I'm like,
yeah. Hey, Fly. Hey, Fly, let me ask you this. Where do y'all see the music going? Like, you know, Atlanta always first on the music. So where y'all see the Atlanta scene? I'm asking you too, Fly.
I mean, she creative. Like, now it's like... Yeah. Nigga, I don't know.
But y'all originated a lot of this. Like, but
yeah, like
they still saying turn up to this day.
Yeah, like, but like you can't even predict where this shit going nowadays, bro. I wouldn't never thought, you know what I mean, not discrediting anybody that's in the front line right now, but a couple years ago, I didn't think it was going to be like it is now. You know what I mean? Not saying nothing bad, but it just switched up so much. Sometimes right. I do a 360, sometimes I do 180. It's just like you never really know.
But now that I'm starting to recognize the melodies are getting more respected now.
Yeah.
You know, back then. I love the melodies. Like back then, it was just a lot of rap. You know what I'm saying? Straight trap. You know what I'm saying? Like, nowadays, you see a lot of people singing on tracks. Like, you see niggas who really think they can sing.
Yeah.
You like, fool.
Yeah.
You big fool.
You big fool.
Who told you? You can fucking sing. But it's like, if you can hold a note, a nigga think he can make it now. So, you know what I'm saying? So, I respect, because, you know, back in the day, people did used to want to sing. Like, people used to be dancers and singers. Exactly. Like, everything had their fucking time, and it's just a revolving door. It's like, it's the melody and the R&B time. You see niggas hair swirling to the left.
Exactly.
Niggas had finger waves back then. Niggas don't play about the finger waves. It coming back. It's just certain niggas just like, nah, I'm going to stick with the fro. You know, but it's just a revolving door.
Some I want to, I be doing a lot of work with chicks that, you know what I mean, got that soul voice and shit, like singers. You know what I mean? It's a lot of chicks in the game, you know, like Young Ma, she rap and shit. But, you know what I mean, I throwing shots at her, but it like, I be listening to that old Aaliyah shit, that Tony Brett shit, like that shit like that. Right. Like, they be that real music, you know what I'm saying? So, I know chick that can sing like that, I be trying to, you know what I mean, wiggle her in so you can hear that shit. Like you said, you know what I mean? This is what's going on, you know what I mean? Period.
Real talk.
Yeah.
Oh, real talk.
You done been around the world with music and shit, man.
Around the world and back.
What's the next step? That's what I'm saying. What's the next
step? Next step, man, just keep putting these projects out. Like I said, my boy shot the Mondo, shot the CEO. A lot of new shit on the way. Project with
Quentin. CEO down there looking like a lawyer. Say anything hey, I want.
The street execs, hey, street execs in the building. We ain't got a mic. Grab that mic. Yeah, that's a good mic.
Hey man, you talk that
he
shit.
He gonna do the next
whenever
one.
Whenever you get
he
ready.
He gonna be on the next one, right?
And nigga been that nigga been stubbing on his foot.
Oh, we can hear you, see him.
You're getting too close. What we doing?
What we doing? Okay, yeah. Jump on it. That's what's up. Man. He sitting over there quiet.
Oh, he like here Bible stuff.
What's happening,
King CEO?
Hey, man, shout out
to
CEO.
Yes. Yes. CEO, talk that
Book
shit,
me.
Man.
Yes.
Street exec in the building, man. Go ahead, man.
Ooh, fuck you, man. He record better and he produce better.
Tell the folks you done made.
You stupid. Man. You big fool.
Run the track list down for him, man.
So many records. I did a record for Schooly called Simple. I did a record.
Start with your biggest records.
I can't fuck with no fake niggas. My bankroll friend. Matter of fact, I probably did a third of bankroll music that got really released. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people think I'm in bank when I got the street. We've been doing this shit since like 07, you know what I'm saying? In my basement, goddamn, splitting 3-5, trying to roll up and catch a vibe. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I really got my whole sound from working with bruh. You feel what I'm saying? And him and Strout, you know what I'm saying? My first record I did that got some attention, I think, was Betty. That shit was hard. Like, the crazy part about it, when we did this shit, I only had 3 beats. They called me to the studio. My laptop had got stolen. I had 3 beats. I was sitting on my finger crawl. Like, boy, I hope they pick one of these motherfuckers.
Damn. Hey, and they pick one.
They did all 3.
And
went crazy.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Like Strap and Bank had a real loyalty complex. Like I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, Honan, and they work with all type of producers, like the top of the top of the top of the shelf. Right. But, you know what I'm saying? All them producers be right here in their face. They be like, hold up. Where's CO at? Go, somebody go get CO. CO, come on in here. You know what I'm saying? Come on in here, man. Hey, look, make one right now. So all my beats are probably made in like 7 minutes because they be like, do this shit right now. I'm on your head. Let me stand over your shoulder like this. Like, hurry up with it. Hey, look, we just did that in the studio just now. I was making a beat.
I said,
hey, man, that motherfucker done. That shit hard.
That's it.
That motherfucker
That's it, Ruckus.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just working. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people, they familiar with Grammys or 360. They love those records. You know what I'm saying? What's up with the money?
But I don't think motherfuckers understand when the relationship that a motherfucker can have with their engineer and their producer.
Them might be your best friends.
You gotta understand, like, he gonna make you money and you gonna make him money.
If you
come up with a hot beat, motherfucker, you know I got a hot verse. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you know I got a hot verse, then bitch, you better make a hot ass beat.
But speak on that. You know what I'm saying? That producer-artist relationship.
That chemistry.
Though,
yeah.
I think if you're an artist, whether you're a singer or a spoken word poet or a rapper, whatever you do behind the mic, your best friends in the world are your engineers and your producers. Like, niggas go out here and they make them a little change on some music. And the first thing they'll do is buy some little chains or get a little car or send that hoe to go get her nail done or something. Listen, bro, buy you an engineer.
Take care of
him. Buy you an engineer. Don't be bouncing from engineer, because how you going to have a consistent sound?
Yeah.
You got to actually stay with one that make you sound better.
So that's why people ain't got a sound out here.
Yeah,
a lot of these people that just sound like whatever.
A nigga get in the studio and think he made it, and let you hear some shit. You're like, nigga, did you record that in the basement? Did you not hear that lawnmower blowing out fucking side?
But some of that shit be the hardest shit.
But it depend on the equipment too. Now
that's true.
Now I done saw a nigga record. He has the fucking computer.
Yeah.
His keyboard.
Yeah.
The inbox. Anyway. And the mic.
So what?
Right here, he like, yeah, why this shit? I said, nigga, this shit so convenient, bro. You ain't got to go on no booth, no thing. I know a nigga who
did about 40 songs on the little skinny microphone that come with the computer.
That's how I started, y'all.
That's how you started?
My first time, you ain't really, 13, you ain't never really get in on studio until you rapped over a sock.
Oh yeah.
You ain't wrapped over no sock. You ain't really been.
This shit get real good.
What?
Not real.
Whoever thought the sock muffled sound? Fuck you.
We gonna get socks on these.
Cause it didn't. It never did.
All this Hennessy we drinking. Shit, I know this mic stink.
You ever grab one of the church mic? They be ending it. You like, well, I'm just saying.
Who the fuck did this to the church mic?
Who shit go in? Like, do some.
Who dropped? That one just fell out. She fell out.
Hey man, rest in peace to Bankroll Fresh one more time.
Yeah, man.
Rest in peace to Shawty Low.
Fucking right, man. Westside legends.
Man.
Damn,
it's rough out here.
It's rough, man. You gotta keep going, keep pushing.
That's why I stay out the way, man. You gotta understand what made you a legend, man. If you ain't gotta be famous, man. If you from your neighborhood and you done something.
You put an impact on people.
If you done something that nobody in your neighborhood has ever did. You a legend.
Shit legendary.
That shit legendary.
Yeah, but not if it's no stupid shit. Like, do some good shit.
No.
Please do some
sometimes,
good shit.
Sometimes stupid shit can be legendary.
That stupid shit.
You know about that nigga went at it with the whole army? Oh, yeah.
Remember when that nigga tried to flip over that? Remember when the nigga tried to flip over the Range Rover?
Oh, that legendary.
Oh, that legendary.
Oh, what? If a nigga get jumped by a whole bunch of people and then hit the ground.
Oh, that
boy,
legendary. That
legendary
right there. They're legendary.
Oh,
you can do some regular shit in the hood and be legendary. That nigga went to jail that morning, got out that evening.
Night, that evening.
Nigga went in and got out in the same goddamn day.
That's legendary. You are a snitch.
I ain't never seen nobody outrun that dog. That nigga had his good motherfucker made it all the way home. That dog was on his ass. I ain't never seen nobody beat that dog.
On the hill, Jack.
That nigga had his baby mama and his girlfriend, and they was getting along. They all rode in the same car.
Legend.
You can't tell me that nigga don't know what he talking
legendary.
About.
Legendary. That's legendary.
Hood legendary. You can go ahead. Anybody else? Hood legendary. Man. Hashtag.
Oh,
hood legendary.
Yeah. I seen a nigga. He was by himself. That's all you got to do is be by yourself. Niggas respect that shit. He was by himself. All the chains on everything.
They tried to rob him. The nigga said, fuck all that. And walked off.
That nigga was down there favorite. Where them gangsters be at.
Nah, I'm telling
you. Who's probably did?
Oh shit.
I don't know, man. What you mixing it up with, man? I've been on the Hennessy, man. I don't know.
We got some, some rock too. Like I think that.
And it's soft ass drink. I just plan.
Look, I apologize for the slimmacy. Yeah. This is not a lot of Hennessy. I don't know. This ain't Hennessy. This is a travesty. This bottle is a travesty.
Not
gonna
be
the
per se motherfucker. These are them per se motherfuckers.
Yeah, you know.
I be riding around with them.
Yeah, because the whole goal is to get you lit, not to get you drunk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we good.
We want you to get lit.
We want to be slizzled.
Hey, where can they download the mixtape?
A lot of mixtapes, Spinnerella. You know what I mean? Motherfucker finna go up on Apple Music. New projects will be on Apple Music.
We ain't bullshitting. Say the motherfucker.
CEO, it's going to be some niggas who watch this shit and need a producer. Where can they find CEO at on social media and shit like that?
My IG is King CEO, KingCEO.
You finna ask me any bullshit bookings, bro. What the numbers is on this session?
Oh, man.
Nigga gonna be like, but I'm telling you, bro.
Oh, man. So look, what I do is.
Oh, well, look.
Nigga gonna be fucking
rap. I hug like I'm rapping.
Niggas just ran up on me and ran like that crazy.
Yeah, like so if you listen to this, if you call me and start talking about how much you got going on, I'm probably not gonna hit you back.
Hang up on.
Yeah, because
you can say that on him.
Nigga call you and be like, hey bro, look, boy, I got a million views on YouTube and this, the third, and then my whole family like my music and all that shit. And goddamn be like, so shit, How much the A room is, whatever, and then, man, you'll never hear from them. The next time you hear from them, they'll be calling you again, asking how much something costs. Then spent the whole last year asking what
niggas
shit costs.
Niggas don't understand. Right. They done did all that, end up in the Z room.
Hey, man.
Motherfucker, you all that
time
shit.
Outside,
money,
in Jack. The car, nigga be recording.
Time is money.
Yes, it is.
Fuck out that bullshit.
How much it costs just to go back and be like, I ain't got it. As soon as they hang up.
No, this is what niggas do when they ask you how much. So, hey man, how much that shit? Shit, these niggas talking about $5,000.
No, you know what?
Shit.
Nigga, I hate when they make it seem like it ain't high, but they know it high. Oh, so what you want? That how much? $5,000 for a feature? Oh, dang, man, what your number is, bro? Oh, I got that. No, you don't. I can tell by your shoes, you don't. Fuck out my face, nigga.
Nah,
hope y'all nigga waiting for Uber. Fuck out my face.
Hey, Spray, what's your social media, man?
Hey, man, follow me.
Big Fool.
Follow me. Big Fool.
Dumb ass Fool.
I might change my shit to Big Fool. Fool.
Big Fool.
My shit Strap the Fool. Strap the Fool. D-A-F-O-O-L. Twitter the same thing. Go get the tight side right now.
You gonna get some new hoes.
We going up.
Was on the show.
You gonna get some new hoes.
You gonna get some new hoes.
I said, we gonna get some new hoes.
We gonna get some new hoes.
Why you trying to single me out?
Why you trying to single me out?
Cause we gonna get some new hoes.
Said we gonna get some new hoes.
Cause his hoe is my hoe. My hoe is my hoe. His hoe is my hoe. My hoe is my hoe. His hoe is my hoe. But my hoe is my hoe. If you didn't hear me, I said his hoe is my hoe.
We gon' get some new hoes, cause the podcast going up. We done had Black Bow and Strap the Fool, and that's what's up. Hey, on episode 3, we got to get Ali, so them hoes can be like, Carlos kinda cute, can he fuck me? I need some new hoes, cause it's a new year.
Uh-oh.
I need a new boo. Said I need a new deer.
Hey.
A new honey bun.
Hey.
A new sweetie pie.
Hey.
Hit me up. If you wanna fuck the side guy,
it's tax refunds, bitch. Yes, I need a new bitch. Hey, I need a new chick. Oh, look, get on this new dick.
Hey,
I know you need some girl. Fuck your kids. Hey, he crying. He hungry. Hey, it's not my business. Hey, I his daddy. Oh, hey, I just wanna fuck your dough. Hey, you ain't got no dough. I'm fine with
really
that.
Love the shit,
hey,
man.
I'm fine with that. Yeah, cause yeah, I got my straw. Cause
I
got
that.
Me traveling point.
You know what's going
on. Bring it back. Yo. Hey.
Man, the hoe, bring it back.
Yo,
smoking some mud. I smoking some mud. Thought I had a cataract.
Hey.
We in the club. Rain on the etiquette. Hey. She is an etiquette.
Yeah.
Hit that pussy, straight up in front of it. Hey. Turn up. Hey, that's the, we out here, man. Yeah. We out. 85 South.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
Hey, that's why you, hey, what?
That how them niggas be at the bus stop.
Hey, nigga, that's how niggas be at the bus stop.
That nigga happy hell he catching the ball. Nah, that nigga said cold, he ain't got no coat on. That's what that is. Hey. Trying to warn that motherfucking battle.
Yeah, when niggas hear that, they gonna go ignorant and be like, nigga, what the fuck he listening to?
Like, have you ever been walking towards a nigga and he doing that shit? You be like, man, that nigga hit me with one of those motherfucking damn move, but I'm gonna slap that nigga ass. He think I got move his ass. Yeah. You better dip. Oh, man. You better dip.
Red top and yeeting, I'm doing all that.
Red top and that's some real legendary.
Saying, right back there, bankhead bounce shit. You know what I'm saying? All that. You know what I mean? All
legendary ATL there. Uh-huh. Who was the first nigga
bring
to do
the Dirty
that
Bird
shit?
Back. I swear on everything I've been
doing. I'm doing Dirty Bird. Who was the first nigga to do it?
We need a documentary on the first nigga to do the bounce.
I'm telling you.
First nigga bankhead bounce. First nigga to rag tap. First nigga yeet. First nigga to do that shit.
Hey, nigga, you know, ticking it.
Speaking of all that shit, speaking of hood legend, we gotta
shout this nigga out. That tall nigga from the west side that be at all the club. What's that nigga? I don't know the nigga name. That nigga that be dancing. That tall nigga.
Crucial. Yeah,
Crucial. Yeah, that nigga.
Fuck, they're gonna call him right now. But you ain't from Atlanta if you don't know who we talking about.
You don't know that nigga we talking about. You ain't never been to the club in Atlanta.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
So not gonna sweat on you.
Shout him out. He legendary.
So not gonna sweat on you.
Hey, on some real shit, that nigga about 6'9", though.
Nah, dead ass.
That nigga about 6'9".
One go, he go dance.
Talk to you under your chin.
He go dance the entire time that the nigga up there.
Stop dancing over me, man.
Oh, man.
Hot as hell in here.
They really like
I done seen that nigga at 511 Club doing that goddamn... Whatever
this
shit.
You gonna put that whistle out of your face. You gonna put that whistle out of your face.
Who are these bitches? No bitch hitting my phone.
Scrap, it's a new year.
Hey.
What's your new year's resolution before we get out this motherfucker? Any advice you wanna give to the young niggas who might be watching this shit?
Hey man, Brian, I brought my new year in just really being cool, calm, collect, you know what I mean? Just gathering all my thoughts. A couple of my little buddies hit my phone like, man, what the hell is that? I don't really want to bring my yen like that, chasing some hoe.
Right.
I got a bankroll in my pocket.
Come on.
Bad secure. You know what I mean? Put these projects together and just build on myself. You know what I mean? Don't chase no hoe. Go chase your bankroll.
Man, whoever lost money, chasing money.
You I don't know. I lost some money last night. I was cheating.
You ain't got no gas. In that street ain't got no gas station, but you fucked up. you ever drove to a play and you was on E? And you ain't had no gas in your car. Hey, boy, that whole little strip ain't got no gas station, boy. You better hope you get there.
Hey, partner.
Don't nothing make you feel dumber than running
that
out of gas.
That thing float back to you.
You feel like a fucking idiot when you run out of gas.
No, you ain't got, you'll throw that bitch
in. I got an ounce of weed up in the run out on the road side of the town. I got a pistol on me. It's some bullshit. Thinking I'm going to make it.
Doing some bullshit. Like
because your gas ain't swaver. You don't know exactly where it's at. But you get on the goddamn spillway. You ain't got none. Egg lad, boy.
And that's what your car should say when you
man,
run out of gas.
I swear on everything. That shit get on my... Oh, who that is? You showing him. Let me see that little bitch.
What that is?
Oh, damn. Hold up. I read this.
Yeah, do that.
Drake buys Jennifer Lopez $100,000 diamond necklace. Oh. It's on Ball Alert. What's y'all thoughts about it?
Hey, first, I got two.
He put that dick in her throat. She put that pussy on his back.
That J-Lo push. That Jenny from the block push. Now, what would that do to you, partner? Now,
go wrong. I ain't hearing that rubber shit. Rubber,
no,
bitch.
No,
come
so
on.
Look,
no.
Okay,
no,
check it
I
out.
Can't. Oh, I can't. I have to go wrong. Come
I
on.
I can't.
I'm not going to nut. I'm not. So
you buying into hype. That's what you're buying
you
into.
Buying
into
hype.
Gotta go wrong.
But how much money would you spend on J-Lo?
Okay, first of all. I think J-Lo is
beautiful. I think she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
But I think
it's... just having an M.
I think it's
hold on. Now, you got a free M right here.
Okay. So she I said, got a million.
Yeah, free M.
I got a
you
million.
Man, you... It ain't that.
Man, I'm going to get a jet and we just going to fly back and forth until she give me the push. I'm like,
you
look,
can't
man.
Get a jet for
yo, ain't going to get dizzy up here. You gonna get dizzy up here. You wanna keep playing them games.
That
jet
from the block. Yeah,
private jet.
Hold up, wait.
Okay, I got a million. I got a million off top.
Yeah, what you gonna
and
do with it, jet?
$100,000 on
yeah.
For me, I don't know.
You
don't,
you ain't got a million yet because you spent $100,000. You got $900.
No. I can't base it off that because I ain't hit it. I don't know what's holding.
But what if
I don't
it's
know
dry?
What's doing? That's what I'm saying.
What if it
I don't.
Old?
That's it is
gonna,
old.
You gonna take that ring? You gonna be like, she, ew, she go to
old.
Sleep.
She, it is old. That's what I'm saying. You could get something fresher
for a quarter, like 25.
You could get something fresher for one.
Yeah. I could dig.
Hey,
100.
What that game?
He said shit wrong.
What's that game saying. You gotta play when you drunk? When you not trying to.
How about this?
Do you know what you can do with 100 grand?
This is what I would do.
Really, I'm just now getting a little bit of money and.
You know how much pussy you can get for $40? 100 grand? You done bought a bitch for 5 years. Like, if I give you $100, I'm fucking you for 5 years.
Hey, Fly, I was thinking the same shit. I just take the million and take my chance.
I'm talking about in the middle of her fucking.
A nigga like me
bro,
with $1 million. Do you know how many bitches just figured out they liked me?
She owe me some pussy.
Carlos got $1 million. I always liked him.
What?
They gonna pop up.
You gonna get so many hay strangers. Hay strangers.
A quarter mil.
They gonna look for your ass. Hey,
you know what's that game you play?
This why I don't like baller alert and shit like that. They be putting out that shit, just putting out whatever the fuck they want to, and people think it's just true. It's true. J-Lo got her own bag. She probably got 9 or 10 of them motherfuckers. She just ain't bust that one. I don't fall into that.
Shawty been having it.
Do you know how fucking crazy you got to be arguing with a nigga in the ball alert comments? Do you see? Ball alert
I hate
got 8 million comments. Bitch, I seen a nigga walking at the project. Shut the fuck up.
You know
forward.
What? You
shut
know
the
what,
fuck
though?
Up.
You know what? He spent 100 grand on a necklace.
Who said it?
But
he spent 100 grand on a
he
necklace.
He spent
100 bro.
Grand on a necklace, but it don't matter because... You can pull J-Lo and be broke. She done fucked with her dancers before.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need a 100. Yeah. That necklace was not required, bro.
He just called it out, but that hard.
You could have made one more little song. J-Lo from the block.
A dirtiest pipe.
Whatever the fuck.
All it took was a dirtiest pipe. Bitch, you pops dance? What? I didn't know that.
Come on, man. It's J-Lo, man.
Meet me in the car like this. Boy, the way I mix this shit. Give me another time.
You know that shit work. Famous women like when you treat them regular. You buy one Starbucks.
True. He's different. You fucking right I am. I'm broke.
Hey, man, if I paid
on
$100.
You never had a nigga with this income, bracket.
He's so crazy.
Shit. Watch how many niggas J-Lo gonna be able to fire when she start fucking with Los. I'm security.
Right.
I'm driving.
Right.
I'm taking all her Instagram bitches.
Right.
Shit.
Now you fuck me. You going to, bitch, I'm going to snap you back to reality.
Why you,
like, you regular.
Sleep? I don't want nothing to happen to you, J-Lo.
You're regular.
Up, hey, I stay up all night looking at
talk
the window like the Terminator.
Talk to her. Talk to her.
That or.
Shit. Hey, I fuck with Jenny from the block right now. Hey, if the shit don't work out, hit
Jenny
me on whatever you want to. Shit. She can leave all
man,
her
that
money
her
at the crib.
That ain't, I kind of figured that shit too.
It ain't even about the money.
I kind of figured that shit.
I don't know, but I was like, what the fuck
is so
that
stupid.
That shit sound like the Campbell Soup song. I ain't know what that nigga was singing, man.
That Christina Aguilera, right?
Yep.
The Jenny in the ball. That Christina.
They
all in the same category. Bitch, you too. I bought $100,000 necklace for you and that pussy side. I'm taking that necklace off like Jenga, bitch.
Hey, but check this. What the fuck would you? You buy a regular chick $100,000. What's she gonna wear, motherfucker?
That bitch ain't even gonna know how to wear her neck.
I'm trying to tell you.
100 grand. How much that weigh?
You gotta walk like that.
This is real ice.
You take a Walmart cashier, get her a Mike Jones necklace
for 100 grand. That bitch should be like Manny Fresh said. I dipped the bitch in platinum.
Nah, like, for real.
Bitch, you platinum.
Man, you give a bitch an Ethel Ridge $100,000 necklace. That bitch gonna be on IG for 2 days. She gonna sell that bitch or get robbed for one, and she gonna end up with 20,000. You like this bitch here? Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm not.
Bitch, done sold my damn $100,000 necklace for $20,000. Bitch, that's 100. You done lost 80 G's.
Because you know they do this shit by the weight sometimes. They do it by the gold weight. They don't even count the stones. And then they fuck you over.
Clayton, I want to find a badass hood chick who's scared of that much money. The police is going to
take it back. Take it back right now. Where did you get it from?
I don't want this drug dealer money.
That's an old bitch. They gonna tell you to take it back, but want
like
it.
Scarface mama, throw the money in your face. Take it back, Tony. Don't you ever come around here again.
Y'all fucked up, bro. My dude with you.
They'll say they take it back, but they really want it.
My dude with you.
Well, let me see how it look before you take it back. Just in the mirror.
Y'all taking little pictures and shit.
It's okay. I guess.
No, you know, girls never, bitches never satisfied. So girls, you know, she gonna be like, well, I ain't got nothing to wear with.
Hold on.
Bitch, you better take one of them diamonds off and put them on your toe.
Hold on, look, why we talking about this?
Bad feet.
Female never being satisfied. Let's say you got them, you and your chick in the car. Y'all trying to figure out what y'all finna eat.
Okay.
Motherfucker be so indecisive. First of all, like, come on.
First of all, it ain't a woman on this earth that know what she wanna eat.
What? Like,
that's just a never ending fucking story.
See, what you gotta do, you gotta have a styrofoam with a hole in the bottom. You put your dick through.
Okay, check this out.
You know what killed me?
Wait, man.
Eat this shit.
You know what killed me? I'm not hungry right now.
You
bitch, it's gonna take us an hour to get where the fuck we.
Bitch, you gonna eat your phone.
Are you gonna be hungry eventually?
You finna be hungry.
Bitch, what the fuck are you talking? I'm not hungry right now. Then 30 minutes later. You know what? I want something to eat, bitch. Okay.
Check this out.
I'm gonna act like I don't hear.
This is what I think. I know what time you need to eat. I'm fucking you.
This is what I figured out about women and food. First of all, don't none of them know what they wanna eat.
That's so true.
And whatever you suggest to eat, she don't want that right now.
Exactly.
Now, you better just get it, J. Cole.
Now, first of all, the first three places that she says she want to eat at, that's not even what she want to eat. And when she do get what she want to eat, your shit look better than hers, so she want to taste yours.
I eat your shit.
But really, she want yours, but she get some shit that she know you don't
y'all
want.
Y'all got to put y'all bitches in your
And women deal with so many niggas throughout the year, they just be ordering whatever off the menu.
You
so
hungry or not, yo?
Right.
Because when I drive from around this motherfucking corner and pay this bitch, you gonna have to get your ass out and go on the inside. Come tell you now, I ain't stopping at now another store.
Hey,
as soon as you get to the window, she was like a Mac double with her hungry ass.
Ladies, oh, man. This
you
big
boo.
You big food.
You boo.
What are you doing?
This your advice for going out to restaurants. If you don't understand every word in the name of the dish, don't order that shit. The fuck are you doing?
That's true.
I don't know what arugula is.
Well, bitch, don't get it, okay?
Until you find out what the fuck it is, don't you fucking get it.
Hey, one bitch, she was reading. She was What's the buffet sauce?
Bitch, don't get it.
Like,
you ain't never had it.
I was out at a steakhouse with a bitch. She had put ketchup on the steak. I was like, I should leave your dumb ass.
You should have snapped that shit on the
I was like,
stove.
I should leave your dumb ass here. You done put all this goddamn glob of ketchup on this. Ooh.
That's you know
white
it.
White dude looked up. Why is she doing that?
She ain't know no dumb. She ain't know no dumb. I mean, she just like a steak like this.
You big boo.
Then stop asking for shit that ain't on the menu.
I hate when y'all sitting across from each other.
Y'all ain't got no fun,
though.
No.
Bitch, what you doing? Stop. What did you wrong, bitch? We got a plate right in front of you. If you wanted this, you should have ordered this shit. You big boo.
Are we going?
They y'all over there. Y'all looking over there looking like y'all playing this shit. Bitch, don't.
Oh, man. I ain't eat. Where your cup? This your cup?
Yeah, yeah.
Turn your cup. This 85 South Shore cup.
Yes, sir.
I thought you were doing a chameleon.
Man, we didn't even know we had them cups. No.
You just now noticed the cups?
What's going on?
Cups, go to. We had them, and they for sale on the website.
Go to 85SouthShore.com and get you some cups,
man. We got stickers, too. If you ain't got enough for a cup, get you a sticker, slap it on a cup, and just rinse it out. Just rinse it out.
We got so much accessories. We just.
We got lighters.
Yeah,
we don't have no lighters.
The lighters not here yet, but they on the way.
Nigga, you got 10 lighters in your pocket, though.
That
nigga
lighters.
Not playing. I've been watching him the whole time. He don't want nobody to grab
that blue
one
mine. That blue was mine for sure. I know that.
Oh, that red one mine right there.
That other one mine.
That other one mine, bro. Come on, give me my lighter, bro. Let me start breaking it down, man.
All that fuck shit. They give me my lighter now.
I was looking for it.
That ain't mine.
I know he stole them because he's not arguing about it.
Exactly.
If he did, he would be like, hell no, I bought this shit at the goddamn gas station. I'm worried about the goddamn, like, motherfucker.
Well, see, that just go to show you how much I have
matured. Have you ever had so many
years.
Lighters but no weed?
Because I know for a fact, I brought those lighters from home with me.
Weed,
but I'm going to just let y'all have that. I ain't gonna never. Ain't no lighter never gonna come between me and my potty.
You know what?
Yeah, hold on, I'll light some shit for you. Go on, man.
That
you need
it,
huh?
I ain't petty.
You ain't petty.
I'm trying to lead by example this shit. I will no longer be petty. I will share my wealth
in my pocket.
I got a bunch of motherfucking lights. Got three more in the goddamn car.
That means you've been on the rampage.
That means that I knew that niggas was going to say that I had their lighters and I was...
He just be grabbing them without looking.
How a nigga going to steal your lighter with your birthday on?
And the one when you get it on your shit right there with the little string.
You know what? This ain't mine. I just took it.
Mine is mine.
But I don't know who's.
Okay,
this
let me
is.
Ask you this, Fly. When did I ever get a lighter from you?
When did you ever Today. Get a lighter? Shit, when you ask for a lighter outside?
I never did, because I had these two. You
the
just
crazy
gonna lie.
Part about it, I yeah. knew you asked me for a lighter before.
I did not.
And this, I've been missing this one.
Hey, man, niggas stealing lighters and chargers. Off top, you got to know that, Jack.
Hey, man.
Lighters and chargers. Hold on to your shit and you write your name.
Hey, a nigga steal a charger in front of a nigga, and you know it ain't yours. You like,
you going to walk right out of nowhere with your shit.
My motherfucking charger.
Hold on, who are they walking out? Make sure you got my charger for real. Hold on. Gotta be sure.
That's why you can't use
that's
the
why
excuse.
You take the bullshit.
You can't use the excuse my phone died. Cause people will literally suck dick for a charger. Not saying you got to suck dick, but I'm saying people will borrow a charger from anybody. Hey, excuse me, sir, with the blood on the axe. Can I borrow your charger?
Wait a minute. Is this a new projected forecast for the pussy market? Because you know they took away the back page. They can't sell
no pussy on back page.
Hold on, low. I know you don't want nobody to know.
Club tonight trying to mingle. Woo! Hey. So Lowski thought to go ahead and make a jingle. Woo! Cause when I pull a couple of them, my phone gonna probably ringle.
Hey. That's she pussy market. It wide open.
Hey. The she pussy said, market.
What's up?
It wide open.
Hey.
Wide
the open. Pussy market. It wide open. What pussy market wide open?
I ain't gonna lie, I buy some pussy in the quick.
Pussy.
I don't give a fuck, I ain't got no gain, no spit. Pussy. Hey, bitch, what's up?
Hello.
Do you want a hummer?
What's up?
She like, I do it for 60, I say, hey. You motherfucker.
Hey,
hey, that pussy one ain't all that.
Hey. Hey,
I gave her 60, told her, give me a dub back.
Hey,
you smoke my weed.
We.
You drain my lip.
You drain my lip.
Listen, I call the police on you. Hold on.
Hey.
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 That pussy market wide open.
It wide open.
That pussy market wide open.
It wide open.
Hey. That pussy market wide open.
Hey.
It's wide open. Pussy market wide open.
I fucked y'all, boy.
Pussy market
he say that on every song.
Open.
Yo.
And your bitch mouth still wide open.
Hey,
my bank account still, it be wide open.
Somebody
gonna
steal your shit.
Gonna bust that pussy wide open.
Why
that pussy like it's open face.
Open face.
Eat your bitch pussy at her face.
Hey.
Eat that bitch pussy in your face.
Hey. Hey.
English, no eating pussy. Yay.
Hey. You don't eat no pussy. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Hey.
What you do? After you fuck, you chill, you fool, you big fool.
Hey.
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 Hey, this is the 85 South Show. I'm your man, Carlos Miller.
It's your boy DZ Blizzle.
Oh man, Clayton English, Salvador Domingo.
Hey, it's your boy Strap the Fool, aka Don Scrub.
Yes, sir, man. And we out this.
Hold on, wait one more second. Where can we get where they need to go to get these mixtapes, man?
Go get the new mixtape, Don Scrap out right now, live mixtape, Spinnerella. Anywhere you go get your motherfucking music from, my boy CEO is on there. CEO. King CEO produced that crazy featuring Ali. So, you know what I mean? Project after project coming out this year. Make sure you stay tuned, Jack. And
hey,
we out of it.
Hey, Strap. Ooh, appreciate you coming to fuck with me.
Ain't never long, bro.
Hey, really down the shit.
We got two out of three. Yeah. We going to get the three, and then we going to get all three.
Yeah. Tell Ali come fuck with us.
He
man.
Was just at the studio. I told him, bring your ass on.
Yeah,
he told me, I got some flip-flop, bro. I got to go.
We don't never show nobody
feet.
Nigga,
we don't see feet.
Hey, flat out. You come on 85 South.
I'm going to tell him to call you
out. I don't see no feet.
Hey, when you come on 85 South Show, we won't show your feet. We want you to come like Jesus.
Unless I punt them bitches out.
Yeah, well, hey, y'all loves, I appreciate y'all, boys,
nigga,
man.
Man, all love.
Appreciate it.
CEO,
brother. Respect, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. May y'all take those cups, man. Let's get you promo on right now, man.
85. Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.